God doesn't want to put you into that bondage of fear. Because you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba. Abba is it's a word that basically means daddy. Arabic word. And then father. My daddy. You know, before we come to God, the land can be pretty barren. And you know you need something, and you come to church, and you see people got something, and they're happy, and you're not really sure why. And you see them talking to God, and you want to talk to God. This is how you talk to God. Like, you get the Spirit, you let Him come into your life, you let Him invade your life. Then it's way easier to talk to God after that. But let me just encourage you, however you feel, you're worthy to talk to God. Amen? You don't have to be, you got to be a pastor to talk to God. You know? How about this one? Wouldn't this be funny? I had to ask the pastor permission to speak to the Lord before I came up here. Wouldn't that be funny? That's not how it works though, right? Because God has opened up a way for all of us to come. Isn't that a great God? Now, you might say, yeah, but I doubt this and I doubt that. Tell God you doubt it. Tell Him you doubt Him. Read the Psalms. It's full of times when they're doubting God. God can handle it. He's not offended. He just wants us to start growing, though, right? Like, if you have a child, or you're not gonna enter your child before they learn how to walk and stuff into the Olympics, right? Anybody want to try that? I hope you don't become a mother too soon. No, the child has to develop, has got to get some muscles, has to learn how to walk, has to learn how to become independent enough before they're going to start entering track and field events. That's how God is with us, you know, in the spirit realm. He doesn't expect you to be able to, you know, do a quadruple double backflip off the couch. He's just asking you, if you need some milk, just go wah and get some. Because He loves you. And then that's what the Lord wants us to start from. But I want to talk about the land for a second, because God wants to give us a spiritual land. What is the spiritual land? Well, think of it this way. Where is there desolation in your life? Where is there desolation in my life? Because wherever that desolation is, the Bible says that He will restore what the locusts have eaten. He's going to come and bring restoration. He wants to bring healing. Anybody been hurt? Anybody angry? Anybody got an addiction issue? A lust problem? Anybody got... I could go through a whole list. How about this one? You're disappointed because your family doesn't live up to your expectations. My siblings aren't what they should be. I don't know if I'm going to go and hang out with them. You know, let's just put it this way. We are a work under construction. God's working on us. Amen? Do you want to say amen to that? Does anybody feel like God's working on you? I got good news, though, tonight. He said, I'll put my spirit in you, and I'll give you new desires. So if we learn how to go with God and do what He wants to do. And I have a feeling my sermon's going to, I'm going to have to do part two maybe next time. Because I think there's too much to say. And I don't know if I'm going to say even close to what I wanted to say tonight. But that's okay. Whatever God wants to do here. But here's this, you know, I'm going to go through three steps. We already covered the first one. You need to be born of the Spirit. Then you can get the Spirit desires in His heart. And that's by believing in His Son and what He did for you. And then we can start talking to Him when we couldn't talk before. And you know what? Where before we just wanted to do our own thing, now we start to want God's way. We start to get His desires. That's what it means that He's going to put His Spirit within us and His heart within us. Anybody want to say amen? Has anybody experienced that? Okay. Anybody else? I feel like I'm at the auction. Any more bidders? Because God is doing miracles. But sometimes we get carried away with the outward miracles, like Wendy got healed last week and someone came to the Lord and so-and-so came to church for, hasn't been in church in 3 years. But you know, some of the greatest miracles are the ones in our hearts that nobody sees. The Lord sees you. The Lord knows you. He knows your struggles. And He knows your miracles. He knows if you are a miracle. And you are. But He also knows how to give you more. You know, how about this? The Lord came to the prayer meeting on Thursday. And I just felt, you know how you... I go over the scripture in my head sometimes. I got a lot of it memorized because I really did that when I was younger. I wanted to have it in my mind. And I was going over, it says, be ye thankful. And I just went to the prayer meeting, and all I could do was keep thanking God. Then everybody else started thanking God, I noticed. And there's something amazing when you just thank God for what you already have. Because He starts to give you more. But if you're not thankful... Once I had a guitar student, I teach guitar, and he was a doctor, and he was with Doctors Without Borders, and he was down there, and he got really sick. And he came back, and he goes, he told me about it. I said, oh, that's too bad. He goes, no. He said, it was wonderful. It was wonderful because he says, I'm so thankful. He was just thankful that he was thankful. Huh? Listen, when we look at our unthankfulness, we'll start to understand. We got this and this and this and this. We didn't get that. Wah! So when this and this and this and this are taken away, and then love comes in the door through some people that you went to help, and they just love on you, and they feed you, and they care for you, you get back in the plane, and you go, thank you, God. Thank you. And when we have that kind of a spirit, we're more open to God doing more in our lives. Amen? All right, so things are looking pretty good. But you always know I hit a bump in the road fast. It took me a while, but... I want to say this. So that's step one, being born. But step two is this. Once we're born again, we got two enemies that want to stick around. But here's the thing. It's not the devil. And here, let's just read 1 John 4:4 and see what it says here. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. What this is saying is that Christ who lives in you, comes to live in you, when you believe in him, he's greater than the one that's in the world, which is the devil. So if the devil was in your life, The Bible says that he kicks the devil to the perimeter. Amen? Wow. I got to work on you guys tonight. Someone get me some olive oil. We'll massage it in. All right. Let me say that again. If God comes into your life and he puts the devil to the perimeter, do you agree? Okay. So, great, you're born of the Spirit. He's going to give you his desires. He's going to give you his heart. The devil's kicked out of your life. Okay, we're done. I'll just sit down for a while. No, the battle just gets started. The battle just gets started. And you know what the battle is? There's an old you. It's an old you. And there's this thing called the flesh that we deal with every day. And the old you and the flesh are always trying to come back as if they're not ever old. And if you read Romans chapter 6:6, here's what it says. It says this. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin would be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. My goodness. I have no time to get into this chapter. But basically, Paul says this, that, you know, we have some people getting baptized soon. That's awesome. And what it means is when you go into the water, the old you goes down, gets killed and buried there. Sounds wonderful, eh? The new you comes up, and that new you is who you are in Jesus. Right? Amen? That's what Paul's saying here. The old you was crucified with him, put in the water, drowned, and a new you was raised. That's what it really means to say you have a new heart and a new spirit. Now you can understand a little bit more. This didn't happen in the Old Testament. How could it? There's no way. This is not just about forgiveness. This is about empowerment to be a Christian. This is about being, getting the unction to function, as we like to say around here. What it means is, there's a scripture in the Old Covenant Testament that says, he's a very present help in time of trouble. Well, this is very present, folks. We need this information from the Lord. We need him to help us because when, you know, anybody know the story of Cain and Abel? The first brothers of Adam and Eve. And Cain didn't like his brother very much after a while. So he was going to kill him. So of course God knows what's going on. He says, sin is crouching at your door. If you do what's right. Cain didn't listen to God. Killed his brother. That was not the best decision, Cain. The first murder in the history of humanity.